Hello and welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to making you better at outsourcing your work. My name is John Jonas and this is episode 56, Why New Year's Resolutions Fail. So I'm actually not really an expert at New Year's resolutions at all. I don't do them. And I'll talk about that in another episode in the future, why I don't do New Year's resolutions. Because my New Year's resolutions, if you're watching this on YouTube, you see the quote, the air quotes, started last August. Like, I just need to be better with understanding my teenage daughters. And because I struggle with it. They are 14 and 16. And one of them in particular is just really hard for me to understand. And so I started doing things. I started praying for help. I started reading a book about it. I started purposefully making changes in my life towards understanding them better. And it's actually working until it's not. Like last night when one of them incomprehensibly didn't eat the Italian sausage soup that I made and instead chose to eat a Hot Pocket for dinner. Not only did they not eat it, they didn't even taste it. They nothinged it. Which, fine, you don't want to eat the dinner, fine. You gotta taste it. You can't tell me you don't like it without eating it. You're not four. I was so mad, fuming, so mad. You chose to eat a Hot Pocket, like the worst thing humans have invented. I don't even know why we have them in our house. I had to just avoid them for the rest of the night. I just couldn't. It's so frustrating. My resolution's failing already. Okay, so most people's stuff fails. Most resolutions fail. You know that. I know that. Right now the gyms are packed. It's January. Everybody's going to the gym to try and lose weight. We all know that come mid-February, they're all gonna be gone from the gyms. You can go, if you're a regular at the gym, you can go back to the gym in mid-February. You can't go right now because it's too much of a disaster. 10 and a half months of having the gym to yourself, and then you get 1.5 months of, sorry, you just can't do it because everybody else is there. And to me, there's a couple reasons why this phenomenon exists. I think we have a lot of unrealistic expectations for ourselves and what we want our output to be and what we think our inputs are going to be. And often it fails because we don't start early. We don't make it consistent. We think that it's either easier or it's harder than it actually is. So hiring an OFS is pretty similar to that. Like, it doesn't take a lot to hire someone the first time, but you have to do something about it, right? And so oftentimes people think like, oh, I need to hire a team, but hiring 5 people, I'm not really ready for that. I need a VA, but I also need a designer and I need a programmer and I need this data input person. And I just, it's too overwhelming to do that. So here's my advice today. Make up your mind to hire a single person. Like, who's the one person that you could start with? You're not gonna get a whole team. That's unrealistic. Put that aside, not gonna happen. At least not initially. Down the road, yes, it can happen. It should happen down the road. But initially, who's the one person that would make the biggest impact? Go and look for that one person. Get the ball rolling. Get that one task started off of your plate. And if you already have people working for you, great. What's that one thing that that's been on your mind for months? I did this recently with a copywriter. Like, I need to get some copy written. I put it off for months and months and months because I didn't have the right person. The copywriter that I had in the Philippines got super sick and couldn't work and he kind of never recovered from it. And so like I just put it off. And finally I was like, no, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I need to get someone to do this. I went on online jobs, posted a job, and I got like 15 responses immediately. Really, really, some really good stuff. And I hired one of them and I got the copy done and it really took me just like a couple hours and I had this problem that I'd been putting off for months solved. And that it wasn't a resolution of mine. It was just like, here's this problem that I have and I need to do something about it, which is what most people's resolutions are. You have a problem that you have and you need to do something about it. But hiring an OFS actually like changes things and it forces you into continuing it. So don't make this complicated. Posting a job is super simple. Hiring that one person to do one thing is super simple, especially if it's something you know how to do. It will push you forward in your business. It will make your New Year's resolutions easier. It makes it easier to get to the gym. It makes it easier to eat better. It makes it easier to be nice to your family when someone else is there to help you. If you want my help, onevaaway.com is my process for finding a great VA. It's how you weed out the bad. It's how you find the good. It's how you determine who the right person is. It's how you figure out what I'm going to hire for. It's how to figure out the skills. It's how to interview them. It's the whole process, onevaaway.com. I guarantee it works for you.